And that's how I ended up here, of all places. Yeah. it's been a wild past, like, 2 or 3 years. You know, after graduating college and then entering the professional world. I'm really glad for it, though. I don't think I would really change anything else. Thank you. I really appreciate, you know, all the congratulations and the kind words. I gotta go find the missus, though, so I will talk to you guys after, you know, the holidays, and we'll catch up for lunch or whatever. So, ciao! Alright, now, where could she have gone? I know she said she was going to the bar, and she's not there, so let's see. Oh! Hey, sweet. Wow. Christ almighty, no. No, don't stop on my account. Why would you? I mean, it's not like you were sucking the soul out of his fucking dick or anything. I'm gonna leave you to be. Surprise, surprise, we're done. Oh, baby. We were never really, like, a thing to begin with, but this just kind of cements us being over with. So, good luck with the dick sucking. You could honestly use some practice. I just hope that you guys find a better hiding spot, because if I get in trouble for your fucking around, we're gonna have some words, my dear. So, have a good rest of your night. Your shit is gonna be, like, on the curb tomorrow morning. Just letting you know. Okay, bye! And now we're back to how it usually goes. Perfect. This night is turning out just the way I wanted it to. Okay. Just let's go to the bar, grab a drink, and then, head home and definitely not, like, have a breakdown or anything, because why would we? I mean, you're doing so well, you got that promotion, you got the bonus, everything is good, it's great, even. Shit. Oh, this is... Fuck. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I feel like it just... God. I'm sorry, just... Fuck. Could I just get whiskey on the rocks, please? My brain is all over the place tonight, and I'm really sorry about that. Many thanks. Oh my god. Fuck, I'm just... Ooh. Okay, that is... No, that's very good whiskey. And it gave me the little kick I needed, so I appreciate that, truly. You could say that I'm having a night. That's totally fine, though. And... Great. Just what I needed. You to show up. Of all the bars and all the places in the world, you had to show up here, didn't you? Yes, I know your mother is technically our boss, and even though I got the promotion instead of you, you are next in line or whatever, I just kind of thought you would have skipped out on this, because, if I remember correctly, these fancy things aren't for you, or whatever. Right. And I'm assuming you just want to see my gorgeous face, of course, right? Sure. Look, I know we have this whole banter and just, like, competitiveness going on right now. I can't do that tonight. I just need to, like, drink myself into a stupor and either be fucked silly or just go home alone and, kind of forget that I exist for a while. So you can either, like, watch in glee as I, drink myself to the bottom of that whiskey bottle right over there, or, I don't know, leave and just kind of silently celebrate me being fucking miserable. I'm sorry, what? Yeah. I mean, it's a little surprising that you supposedly care about me, seeing as the only real, like, talk we've had since, what was it, like, junior year of college? when you decided that your position in your mom's company was more important than we ever would be. So, yeah, I'm a little surprised at you actually giving a shit about my, like, well-being and mental health right now. Sweet cheeks, this, like, quote-unquote playful banter, it's not, like, actual talking. I mean, I don't think we've had an actual discussion about anything of importance since things ended, like, 6 years ago at this point. Right. No, I mean, feel free to stick around. I can't force you to leave. I mean, I could leave, and I'm debating on it, depending on what you have to say. Wow. I mean, no, I can't say that I was really expecting you to, still have some sort of feelings for me. I thought it was totally over. I mean, if I remember correctly, you said something along the lines of, what was it? You, like, never really loved me, and, your family wouldn't have accepted us, and just all this other very interesting information. So, I'm curious, what changed since junior year of college, especially with Mother Darling? You can't expect me to believe that now, of, like, all times, she finally came around. Honey, we've known each other not even since college, we've known each other since childhood. And then we fucked and got together in college, but... Mother Dearest was always the person that you cared about the most when it came to her opinion. So, why did you stop caring? Or is she just more accepting now? Is that it? A little of column A, a little of column B. Of course, of course. Why wouldn't it be that way? I mean, it's... No. No, it's fine. If we're actually gonna have this discussion, though, we probably shouldn't be doing it in front of all of these other people. I know that we have the lovely bartender here, and that they're really the only one here. But that doesn't mean that other people aren't listening. You, of all people, should understand that, because you always used to, well, you were always very, observant of when other people were listening to us, weren't you? Am I being a bitch? I mean, maybe a little bit, but can you blame me? How the fuck am I supposed to trust you after years of friendship and being together led to you just ripping my goddamn heart out for your mother's approval? Did you get it, by the way? Like, did you finally get her approval? Okay, that was a little bit too far. I'm sorry. I'm a bitch, but I'm not, I don't mean to be cruel. So let's just take our drinks and then, why don't we go to your hotel room? Because I know you got, like, the loft or whatever. Because as much as you say that you and your mom don't get along a lot, I know she loves you in, her very interesting way. I know. You don't like it when she does this, and your relationship has always been strenuous. And I definitely understand that, and I'm sorry for bringing it up, but we can still reap the benefits of her quote-unquote apology gifts by giving you the best room in the ritziest fucking hotel. So let's go get drunk, and maybe after a couple of drinks I can finally tolerate your presence after like 6 years. Shit. I mean, I know we're both like pretty wealthy. At least my parents are decently wealthy. I'm just, you know, the forgotten child or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But this fucking hotel suite with that view, shit, we really missed out on a lot of years of friendship where I could have been reaping the benefits of. Oh, I'm sorry, I kid. But, wow, this is really nice, and, those windows are quite large, and, no curtains, really. I mean, I guess we're high enough up that, no one can really see in, but that still seems a little, I don't know. Excuse you, my head is never in the gutter. I am very pure of mind and soul. Well, I mean, true, there is that time that I ate you out at that one chapel back in, what was it, like, junior year of high school? No, it was on the senior trip, wasn't it? Where we went to, yeah. Fuck. You know, I think I still remember just the, like, glass painting of Jesus just kind of staring down at us, and that still haunts my nightmares to this day. Hey, no, I distinctly remember telling you that we should go at least to the confession little stand thing. Dude, come on. I did not grow up Catholic. I was Protestant, and I was still traumatized by the church and my own mother. You know this already. I did not need to try Catholic after I got the taste of Protestant out of my fucking mouth. But, wow. I'm surprised you, like, still remember that. I mean, the way you were moaning and just, the way you sounded, I mean, I guess I did a pretty decent job of, getting your mind off of, your mom and just that whole situation. Yes, I still say situation when I'm awkward and, I don't know, just trying to get the conversation moving along, I guess. Fuck. Wow. No. I just was not expecting to kind of just fall right back into it with you. I thought it would be a lot harder. I thought I would be a lot angrier. But, no. This is gonna sound really gay and really sad, but I've missed you. I've missed us, and I've been trying not to think about it since we ended things. fuck. No. No, things have been good, you know. Family's great. Brother misses you? Yes. Yes, that one. Not the stick in the mud who everyone knows is an asshole, but doesn't say anything because we're all family, so there's that. But, no major changes on my end. I mean, I guess the girl I was seeing, no longer together because she thought that, sucking the life out of someone through his dick in public was the correct thing to do. Especially on the day that, like, my promotion was officially announced. But, yeah. So, not only is my life going great, my love life is flourishing. yeah, no. since we ended, I haven't really been in a serious relationship. It's been things here and there. Kinda nothing else. Wow, that got sad. Just don't mind me, I'm a disaster over here. And what about you, huh? Seeing as you broke my heart, and then you went straight to working for your mom. Oh. Look at you. No. No, I'm glad that, like, you're not gonna stick around this job and this environment for much longer. If I didn't need the money and it wasn't, like, pushing me towards my goals, I would have jumped ship a long time ago. No, there's no other reason why I stayed. Definitely not. okay, fine. Maybe I did enjoy our little banters, and maybe I have been hoping for a chance to catch up, reconcile, get to taste you and experience you one more time before, I don't know, officially saying goodbye for forever. And don't even look at me. That is so unfair. Yes, it is, sweetheart. Just... I cannot believe, after all of these fucking years, I still melt for you. Yeah. And I guess I still ache for you and what you can do to me. Fuck, No, I haven't really gotten intimate with someone in that way since we were together. No, I've definitely topped other women, but, have yet to feel comfortable with, letting loose and letting someone else take control, so... I guess congratulations for still, driving me crazy. You are a fucking menace, and I don't think I could have it any other way. And just before we go any further, babe, no, I want you to actually confirm that you want this. Want me. Because if you don't, or you don't want to go any further, I will walk out the door right now, and, I think that would, that would be the last you see of me. No, I don't know if surprised or just incredibly relieved that you said yes. Every time I see you at work, it just drives me fucking crazy. I fucking knew it. No. Baby, you have always known how to just push my buttons and get me to just react in the exact way that you wanted to. So, of course, I figured that's what happened every time we interacted. I didn't want to get my hopes up and, you know, have this conversation, but have it go the other way. So... Now what? What are we gonna do? Cause I am content with either just, laying here on this bed with you and just finally catching up on years of missing out on listening to your heartbeat, just feeling you around me in a hug.